Hey, everybody. Just a heads up that Milton will be offering a new class in the new year. This will be a combination technique and script analysis class. It's going to begin on January 6th, and it's an 8-week session. So it runs from January 6th through February 25th. Classes will be held once a week on Saturdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time over Zoom. So if you are interested, email Walker, that's me, at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Now, usually when we make these announcements, the classes fill up pretty quick. So the sooner the better. Email me at questionsformilton@gmail.com and we'll get you signed up. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
As soon as you have something like I'm bored, it's inactive. I mean, it's kind of an inactive thing. So the more inactive something is, I think the more active you have to be. In other words, if you're bored, I had this funny thing happen, God, years ago. Sean Astin and I had decided I produced a short film he directed, and so he wanted to do some other films, and we decided we were a production company. I wasn't doing anything, so. Anyway, so one day we decided we were given an office space, and his desk was nice size, but small, but nice size. So his desk was on one side, mine was on the other, and we said, okay, today we are going to sit here until we come up with a movie idea. And that was our assignment. So we sat there and we sat there and we sat there and didn't say anything. And I looked over at Sean at one particular point and he started playing with a pencil. And he took the pencil and he put it on his top lip. And then he balanced the pencil on his top lip and then tried to catapult the pencil from his top lip to his hands. Yeah, exactly. So, and he did this several times. I kept watching him do this. He kept trying to do this. And I looked at him and I said, well, we're not going to come up with a movie idea today. Why don't we go see somebody else's movie? So we went to an afternoon movie. At the end of it, I thought, what an interesting choice that is. If I ever had to play boredom, if it ever said, you know, the character is sitting in a room bored, I think I would steal that. That was fabulous. So in other words, so that's when I realized it. The more unanimated the mood is, the attitude is, even though mood's a dangerous word, but the atmosphere seems to be a word we can get over. In other words, if somebody says, James is sitting at his desk, he's bored. And if that were true, you know, my thought is the more things you have to do, the more inactive the world is around you, the more things you have to do. It's almost directly proportional. So in order for you to be really bored, you have to, if you're playing a scene where you're bored, you can't be bored any more than you playing a scene where you're depressed. It's like you can't play depressed. I mean, that's when we knew Jennifer Aniston wasn't an actress, because she did that movie where she was supposed to be depressed, and she thought that to play depressed, you had to have no energy, barely be able to talk. But in other words, so, okay. So that's just a note about that kind of thing. I mean, the truth of the matter is people who are depressed always act like they're not. So, I mean, that's the whole thing. You also have to, you know, and I mean, to me, you just have to understand how uninteresting that is. And, it's, you know, keep in mind, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, in a play, in the theater, we need to be interested. The choices need to be interesting.
So what you're saying is it's more like restlessness? That's why you have to be more active? Because the
kind of. No. I'm saying.
You see the Breakfast Club?
In other words, if I'm bored, I have to really find a lot to do because I'm being, it's like theater. It's theater. It's not necessarily restless. It's doable activities. There's a concept of, there are two different things. One is the concept of playing an action. The other is the idea of what are the activities? What am I doing? So, and I suddenly realized that, have I ever mentioned to you my rule of 108? I haven't. Okay, so one day, this goes down in the be careful what you say as a teacher. You don't know what people are going to write down. And so when I was talking about building the place and what could you do in the place, at one particular point I said, and one of those ways that I often exaggerate, you should have 108 things to do in any place. And so there was a wonderful young actor that was studying with me. This is in the 80s. And he brought up a list. He was doing a scene from Broadway Bound, I think, the Neil Simon play, a scene with his brother and in the bedroom. And so he said, oh, and here's my list. And he brought me a list of 108 things that he could do in the room. I, of course, thought he was fucking with me. However, it was a scene they did for Stella, and man, did he know what to do in the room. I mean, it was in, and so at any rate, that became Milton's rule of 108. And years later, I was telling a story to a class, and by this time he was a working actor, but also was teaching, and he walked by the room and said, oh, Chris, I said, I was just telling them about the day you fucked with me by writing out 108 things to do. And he looked at me and he said, I have a confession. He said, I was so young and so knew so little about acting. I actually thought that was a rule of acting, that when you are in a place, you have to have 108 things to do. But I don't fight that rule. And that, I guess my thought was, if you're depressed, it is by its very nature inactive. If you're bored, it is by its nature inactive. And so what you want are more things to do. And I'm just throwing it out because one of the things that you're doing in this one is you're playing it bored from the beginning. And so it's you're playing it bored and you can't. Because what you'll find is it's only a minute and 24 seconds. I thought it was 5 minutes. So listen, just a reminder. Our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is a total full-service platform for actors where you can find a reader, you can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code ACTINGCLASS.
Anyway, I suggested you try it out because it's terrific.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
By the way, Josephine was in the class, and Josephine mentioned to the class how good your exercise was sitting at the car and looking out the window. So you became sort of like James from the New York class, as having done this really wonderful exercise as she was explaining.
And then I dropped a ball, though.
Anyway, all right.
I hate the holidays. I hate this fucking Christmas music that keeps playing 24/7. This, I don't know, this fucking Christmas joy that's just so it's fucking annoying. And it just keeps going on and on. It's on this endless fucking monotonous fucking loop. Like, anywhere you go, the fucking Christmas music's playing. I hate turkey. I mean, I don't get turkey. I never got turkey. There's no...
Okay, so look, you obviously get the idea. Do you see what I mean? It's like the music and the turkey. It's all part of... But I mean, the thing is, it's important to realize that you're playing a tone. You're playing a mood. And man, this is so difficult. Because yes, I know where I'm going. I hate the holidays. But I need to specifically build it in a way that it feeds me in with choices that are alive. My best friend at choir, it's a guy named David, and the two of us are tenors. We're all supposed to split up and sing soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And David and I always sit together. I mean, we're like a pain in the ass. We're like rules are for other people. And both of us decided that there was just no way we could sing another Christmas concert. I mean, it was just like, ugh. If I have
still getting their emails, by the way.
Yes, of course. It was like, if I have to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing one more time. And because it has an orchestra and the audience loves coming to sing Christmas carols, I don't think they would care if we sang. And, you know, we would work 3 or 4 months on this difficult music. And so, and I just thought it, but at any rate, the point here is it's specific. It's all very, very specific. I hate Christmas music. If I hear Messiah one more time, if I have to sing Messiah one more time, I will go insane. And I don't even understand, because they say they're only doing the Christmas section, but they always include the Hallelujah chorus, which is in the Easter section. So it's like, if I have... Do you see what I mean? And so it gets me going. It gets me going. I will choose specifically, if I choose the whole business with gifts, it's like I will find things about gifts. And it's like the whole idea of cousins that I never see, I have to buy something for. My aunt and uncle. And it's like, it's not only, it's expensive. And these are not people I care about, really, quite honestly. Okay, but you see what I mean? So each thing that I choose, I play with it. I play with it. And that's important. That's what you want to get to. this goes back to each thing feeding you a different way, but also here's the thing you need to get to. And if you can get to this, you'll be fine. Let it feed you rather than you feeding it. I mean, it's very difficult, but that's what I did give them in Stockholm, the imaginary vacation. And two people did, rather than giving everybody something different, I just gave them five and said, choose one. And so there was a girl who did ski. And one of the things was the vacation where I went skiing in the Alps. And so it was very interesting because there was a girl who she didn't choose a lot, but it was clear she was visualizing and she did really, really well till she got to the end. And it was very interesting. And then I turned to the class and I said, what did you think? And I said, what did you think about the end? And they said, well, I didn't quite believe her. And I said, that's it. Everyone knows. The funny thing is there was a really, really delightful German actor. And the German actor built it, but he was like, I'm standing on the mountain and I see the sun and I see this. And then I get on the skis and I go down the hill. But you see what I mean? It's like it was an exaggerated, but that was it. And it was a very, very good example of placing it rather than seeing it and then saying it. And in this particular point, with this one, what you're wanting to do is find the experience and talk about the experience rather than just having a generalized, I'm bored. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I wasn't experiencing it. It was boring.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, you were playing bored. You were playing bored. Yeah. But that's the thing. This is shaky territory. You know where you want to go. But the fact of the matter is, if you will build it, because you're living off something very honest, you'll surprise yourself. You really will. You'll go places that you didn't expect to go. And that's what makes it kind of interesting.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted by Milton Justice and produced by Walker Vreeland. Music is by Jeffrey Keyser and Nicholas Gabrielson. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you can. Our website is idontneedanactingclass.com, where you can find tons of other resources, including articles Milton's written and emails he has sent to his students over the years. So check that out. You can also find us on Instagram at idontneedanactingclass. Thank you for being here today. We wish you a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday.